Everybody, it's your girl, Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural Hair Business, baby. And the last time I talked to you, we were talking about boundaries regarding your clients, okay? And today I'm going to follow up with that, and I'm going to talk about boundaries regarding the people that you work with, whether it's your coworkers, or if you are a shop owner, we need to have boundaries, right? So I'm saying this, when you have people in your shop, so let me speak first from the perspective of a shop owner. Okay, as a shop owner, I think that it's important when you have people in your shop, as far as boundaries go, that first of all, they know, I'm always saying this, put your expectations in writing, baby, because you cannot expect people to think the way that you think and feel the way that you feel about everything. And let me just tell you a quick story about that, right? Okay. So what had happened was, back, when I first went commercial, and the first person that I shared my salon with was Yvette Scott. Okay, Yvette Scott, and then we added Carolyn Ford. When I tell you, that was the best and the worst team ever. And the reason that I say that is because Yvette and Carolyn and myself were so like-minded that we didn't have to talk about anything. Back then, I did not have one rule in my shop. I'm serious, not one rule. I believe that dream team, I called us, we kind of set the pace for how things were supposed to go relationship-wise within the shop. And I never had to talk about clothes or anything like that. And so, in that case, it was the best thing. And they both moved away. I still miss them. One moved, and Yvette is Z's Natural Hair Solutions, and she's in South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina. And then my other girl, Carolyn, and her business is Fiona's, I think. And she's in Iowa, of all places. And so they left me. But when they left me and I started to deal with different people, I realized that there were boundaries that needed to be set. There was just standards that needed to be set, that needed to be expressed in writing. I'm going to say it to you every single time. There is nothing like the written word when it comes to doing business, when it comes to avoiding misunderstandings. And when it comes to my shop, y'all know what's up. I try to avoid the misunderstandings, okay? Because I don't want to be outside of Charlotte Van Horn, CEO Locks Forever. Nah, you don't never want to see Cheyenne in the shop, okay? So what I learned from that was you have to set these boundaries and you have to have guidelines established to run a successful business, because not everybody is like-minded. So it was great in setting it up, but difficult in realizing when other people started coming in that, you just can't assume it. So from like a shop owner's perspective, I think one of the mistakes that I made was when people come and they work in Locks Forever, they are their own boss. I will help anybody build their business. And when people have come in and worked in my shop in Locks Forever, we have always assisted them with client development, customer service. The mentoring and coaching just came with the package. But at the same time, they were their own business. And so even though they were their own business, there were certain things that had to be done a certain way if you were going to be under Locks Forever's umbrella. But because they were their own business, I always considered us shopmates. I wanted to always give them that respect that they had their own business and I had my business. There were certain things we had to, you know, do across the board, but nevertheless, we were shopmates. We were all on this team together. Then I learned that you're not the shopmate. You're the shop manager. And there's going to be times when you got to pull rank, you know? And so I say to you, even though you definitely want to give people the respect that they are their own, they own their own business and they're entrepreneurs just like yourself. When it comes to you and your shop, at the end of the day, you are responsible for whatever goes down. And so you can't be across the board equal with everybody else because your responsibilities are different. Okay. And so you don't ever want to say, in my opinion, we're shop mates. You're shop mates. I'm the shop manager. We all respect each other. Okay. So I just want to get that. I just want to kind of put that out there. And a lot of times we hire our friends, right? And so that gets even more tricky, you know, when it comes to boundaries as far as your coworkers and everything. So like I always say, you want to have whatever the boundaries you need established. So from a manager's perspective, to somebody working in the shop, I just say the boundaries need to be written. I say, you know, always give people the ability to have an opinion about something because you ain't always right as the shop owner. And, you know, give them the space to express when they're not happy about something, give them to the space to express what they bring to the shop. You know, depending on what your background is, people bring different things. It is amazing as I'm coaching that when you're working with somebody who is a scientist and you coach them on a consultation and then you let them give you their version of a consultation back, that consultation is more scientific than I'm used to, but that is their background. Recently, I had a coaching client. She does presentations. When I tell you, this girl taught me some stuff about a consultation that I did not know. Okay, she just did the most professional consultation and used some awesome techniques that I never thought of. Still think just because you are, you know, you are the shop owner that you know it all. Absolutely. Keep those boundaries open that they can share whatever they're bringing to the game with you. And so that's just a couple of things that I want to say about, you know, being the shop owner and the boundaries that you need to set with other people that are in the shop. And now I'm going to take a quick break. And when I come back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about, you know, from the coworker perspective. Okay. So y'all hang in there with me for a minute and I will be right back. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. Hold on. Be right back.
Hello, this is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support.
Pay
Engaging all DMV Sister Lock consultants. Please proceed to the successful Sister Locks business that awaits you. Call Locks Forever's coaching division today to learn more about our 90-day intensive hands-on mentoring program. Doing hair is just the beginning. Doing great business is what sets you apart. Madam CJ Walker said, I got my start by giving myself a start. Give yourself a start today. Give us a call. 540-446-5107.
And we are back. So let's just say you have a great shop manager, you know, the baseline boundaries have been set, but now you got to deal with your coworkers, the other people that are in the shop with you. And, you know, one of the things is to manage your emotional reaction to what other people are dealing with and what they're doing. Okay. Definitely, you don't want to be engaging in no negativity. And allowing that, you know, to get into you, remove yourself from the situation, from toxic conversations, if you need to, because again, that's just not something that you want to be a part of. When people are talking about other consultants and people are talking about, you know, clients and stuff like that, if your shop manager hasn't already told you that's a no-no, then you just need to remove yourself from the conversation. You know, sometimes shops are small, so there's like really nowhere to go, like to kind of get away, but you got to find that space. So if you got to go out, you got to take a walk in the park or whatever, just to kind of remove yourself from that situation, then you need to do that. You need to be able to, I guess, coexist with the people in your shop, but don't allow whatever negative that they're bringing to you. You definitely need to create that boundary. You need to create the boundary when it comes to your clients. You know, don't get in the middle of, well, my client decided that she wants to go to you. I don't ever encourage that, because even when it's done absolutely right, you know, it's sort of like a conflict. And a lot of times if you talk to clients, they'll say, well, I stopped going there because I would really like to switch to this particular consultant, but I didn't want that friction in between us. So unless you and the other consultant in the shop have just mutually decided that, you know, would you mind taking on this particular client? Don't let clients come between you and that person that you got to work next to every day, when that client is only there, you know, once in a while. So, you know, make sure that you have healthy boundaries when it comes to people that you work with in the shop. And so those are kind of like my main things that I think about when it comes to coworkers, just keeping those boundaries and being open to learning from each other. And then from back to a manager's perspective, when you are bringing new people into your shop, consider the people that are already there, especially if you have someone in your shop who you has been there for a good little while and you really like them being there. You know, you don't want to, you want to really, really, really consider whether you want to bring somebody in that you know is going to clash with them, because at the end of the day, you know, having somebody that you trust in your shop, that you have a loyal, you know, some kind of a loyalty to, and you have a tried and true relationship, don't discount that, because it's huge. It is really, really huge. If you have someone in your shop that's positive, that you know that you can trust, be very careful about bringing people in who you can tell right away is going to rub them the wrong way. you know, because we got to have some kind of relationship and just a flow where we can respect each other in the shop. Because if we're not respecting each other in the shop and we're not respecting the boundaries between, you know, coworkers and shop mates, that's always going to spill over and the clients are going to recognize it. So just a couple of things to think about. And I'm going to take a quick break and come right back with the conclusion of this podcast. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. I'll be right back.
Hey, everybody, it's Alondra Brooks, your host at I Am Becoming Podcast Radio. I Am Becoming is what I would call inspirational gumbo. We will talk about becoming from motivational perspectives. This platform will be an information highway for nuggets from the hair industry business to business in general, motivation. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Come out and become with me. I cannot wait to hear from you.
And we are back. And so just to conclude this podcast, I think that it's very important for us to have boundaries, you know, to have boundaries in our workplace, you know, make sure that when you have people working in your shop, that everybody knows what the expectation is. And one of the biggest things that I think is just trying to make sure that you're hiring people that are going to work, you know, with other people that are always already in the shop. And don't assume that everybody thinks that what you think is proper attire, that everybody thinks the same, because it's not. So definitely, you know, you want to have these boundaries established. And before people come into your shop, you want to let them know what the guidelines, what the baseline is, and then they can either accept it or not accept it. You know, don't get caught up into the negativity. If other people are, you know, constantly getting into conversations that are not, you know, positive and toxic, don't let yourself even be drawn into that. Our work is too hard on some days, you know, to allow ourselves to get with that drag down. So making sure that you get people together who bring the right kind of energy to each other is a big piece for me. And just making sure that when the energy is not quite right, that, you know, you set those boundaries. And if need be, if you are somebody, you know, that's working in a shop, sometimes the manager doesn't recognize certain things. And so you need to bring it to their attention as well, you know, and then even with the manager. Listen, like I said, we are sisters. And this is a very, you know, we're very comfortable in this whole hair industry, but you need to realize that the manager is the manager, okay? And you don't need to be coming in and, hey, B, where you been? Okay, that's not appropriate, okay? That is not appropriate. And for managers that are having those kind of situations and you see other people that are working in your shop and somebody calling you out your name like that, that is a course that you do not want to be set on. You need to set them boundaries right there. I am not your girlfriend, okay? This is my business and here's how we finna do it, you know? And if y'all are really close and you want to do that offline, outside of the business, outside of the earshot and view of other consultants and clients, that's one thing. But you do not want to let anybody that is working under your umbrella to cross that line, especially in front of others. So it's boundaries is going to have to play a part in this. And so that's basically what I have to say about that. I hope that y'all had a chance to listen to our podcast on boundaries with your clients, and because that'll definitely help you too. As always, you know, reach out to me, let me know if you have any questions. Our coaching division is on and popping, and I love that part of my job, and I'm always open for 15-minute consultation complimentary consultation if you would like to get some advice or if you think you would like to receive some coaching. There's just so much that we can do to be great. And at this time, and as always, I want to thank my main man, Daryl Spears, Elite Conversations Life Talk Radio, for producing this podcast, for, you know, bringing me into the fold. This month is actually 1 year, guys, that I have been doing this podcast. And I can't even tell you how I really wasn't expecting it to work out. And I really just didn't have a full grasp on it. And it just goes to show you that sometimes you just got to step out there. Even if you don't have all the answers, you don't know everything about it, just, you know, just step beyond your fear and try something. I really enjoyed this. You know, people have said that they've been very blessed by it, and that means a lot to me. So thank you, Daryl, for opening this forum up for our business community. As always, you know, please do follow us on Instagram and Facebook. We're at Locks Forever. And of course, you know, I'm always sweating y'all to follow our YouTube channel, which is also at Locks Forever. I just want to take this time to thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your feedback. Somebody said to me the other day, they was listening to a podcast that I had done, and she said, "You said the client is not always right, but the client is still the client." And for somebody to feed that back to me just makes me know that I am walking in the purpose that God has for me. When people remember what you say, it's a powerful testimony. And so when you say something, you know, and if I've said anything that has resonated with you, let us sister know, okay? Because it will definitely encourage my heart. So thank you very much. As always, love your locks, love your looks, love yourself. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. I love you guys. Until the next time, I'll see you. Thank you for listening. For real, for real. I mean that. Have a good day, y'all. Bye-bye.